USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is heading to the DMZ to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after asking him on Twitter to meet him there.
I'll be meeting with Chairman Kim. I look forward to it very much. I look forward to seeing him. We've developed a very good relationship, and we understand each other. I do believe he understands me, and I think I maybe understand him. And sometimes that can lead to very good things.
The president has been saying he doesn't want war with Iran or North Korea, and he wants to be known as a peacemaker. He said he wants to speak to the leaders of both countries to see if he can ease the tensions.
At home, they think that I'm a warmonger. They thought that when I got elected, within the first year, we'd be in World War III. And I'm really the opposite of a warmonger.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. K-I-P, K-I-P, K-I-P. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
15 million Midwesterners are under a heat advisory with temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Your car acts like an oven in these hot days. Sure, the outside temperature is hot, but it has more of an impact on the inside temperature because in just about 10 minutes being in that hot car, when the outside temperature is, say, 90 degrees, the inside temperature jumps to 109. This is important because at 107 degrees, your organs can already start to fail. So again, you're talking 10 minutes here.
Plenty of people turned out for the 16th annual Trans March in San Francisco, California.
It's important for me because I believe that trans people need to be free and be living as who they are.
I'm also here in that we have a long, long, long way to go and a lot to fight for.
Many other LGBTQ celebrations are taking place this weekend in the United States and across the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Supreme Court has announced they'll take up the controversial issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts almost 700,000 immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts and two appeals courts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program, while one district court ruled in Mr. Trump's favor. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year. I'm John Clemens.
A two-year-old boy has died from an E. coli infection after visiting a San Diego County fair. Investigators say the E. coli was linked to animal contact at the fair. Three other young children had non-fatal infections linked to contacts with animals at the San Diego County Fair from June 8th to June 15th. Though the source of the bacteria is under investigation, all children had a report of visiting animal areas of the fair. Fair officials have closed all public access to animal areas, including the petting zoo, but the fair will continue through the 4th of July. County health officials say you should always wash your hands anytime you're around any animal before you eat. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.